Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates June 8th, 1954, and the title is Posse Sheriff. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Posse Sheriff. Some sheriffs of the Old West went out after desperados single-handed. Others preferred the help of a posse. Of this latter class was Sheriff Haney, who was brave enough, but who loved an audience, and who, be it said in all respect, was a trifle rattle-brained. It was Sheriff Haney's bad luck that Wiley Mason should bring his gang of killers and bank robbers to the sheriff's county. It was even more his bad luck that the bandit should know the sheriff's weaknesses. As our story opens, Mason and his gang are just starting to ride to town.
Hey, Marlowe. You too, Hank.
Yeah?
Ride up here.
Yep. There you are, Wiley.
We're riding in to knock off that bank, Marlowe. I want you and Hank to ride ahead and draw that sheriff down to town.
How are we going to do that?
Go in the cafe. Somebody will spot you and carry word to Haney. He's a posse sheriff, Marlowe. Just the minute he thinks we're in his county, he'll start yelling for men to ride with him.
All right, Wiley.
Might be a good idea if you let the sheriff get a good look at you. And Marlowe. I know you got a weakness for watches and jewelry, but keep away from the store. I don't want to take any chances of you and Hank getting caught.
Sure. I'll keep away from the store, Wiley. I got watches and jewelry enough with me. Got him in that last train robbery.
Just remember, then. I'll be watching, and when you draw the sheriff and his posse out of the north end of town, me and the rest of the boys will ride in the south end. Now get going.
Cisco think the bandit of Wiley Mason in this county, Cisco?
If what we have heard is true, Wiley Mason is in this county, Pancho.
You followed that bandit a long time, though.
Yeah, we have, Chico. He's very clever at covering his tracks.
Yeah, Cisco, get him, though.
I hope we will, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I have a personal reason for wanting that bandito behind the bars. He shot down a good friend of mine back in Albuquerque.
Oh, it's a bad bandito, Cisco.
Yeah. Another thing, amigo.
Another thing, amigo.
We must be very careful how we act in this county. Mm-hmm. This is Sheriff Haney's county, and he is very jumpy.
See, Cisco. All Sheriff Haney wants to do is arrest somebody. Make no difference if he's the wrong hombre.
It's about the size of it, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two riders are overtaking us, Pancho.
The right spot.
Get out of my way, Ambrose.
There is plenty of room in this trail right around us.
He wasn't in a hurry, but stop and settle with you.
Why did you let him tell you this, Chico?
He is merely spouting words. They mean nothing, Chico. I wonder who those hombres are.
I don't know.
I think I have seen the one who did the talking, but I cannot place him.
Look, Cisco, the horse throws in your loudmouth.
Blast
them all. His horse shied suddenly at something, a rabbit or a gopher. But he's not hurt. He's getting on his horse again.
Get up, you fool.
Get up. It's a wonder that hombre did not get a broken leg. Wait, Pancho, hold your
hold. Oh, look. What, Cisco? What? Why did you stop?
Look, on the ground, Pancho.
On the ground, what?
Three watches and several rings.
Ooh.
I picked them up.
Lose them out of the pocket, Chico.
See, when he took that spill. Just what would he be doing with these watches or rings?
Father, he didn't give them back, no?
No, amigo. We are not going to do that.
No?
When we get to town, we'll report this to Sheriff Haney and give him the watches and rings. Chances are the hombre stole them. Maybe those hombres belong to Wally Mason's gang. We'll find out, Pancho.
We'll find out, Chico.
Yeah. Up the arbor. Come on.
Go now. Find out. Go now.
This here net onto the lasso, and I'll have you a fine weekend indeed.
Hey, Sheriff Haney!
Don't bother me, Deputy. Sheriff, I'm making myself a snare for criminals.
But there's two of Wiley Mason's men over in the cafe.
I threw this net over their heads, and then I'll... What?
Yeah, I thought I'd get back quick and tell you. They're over there bragging about how you ain't man enough to run them out of town.
Oh, they are they? Well, by thunder, we'll see about that, Deputy. I'll go over there and I'll... That is, we'll go over there and
Here they come now, Sheriff. Right in the path.
Well, I'll just take my guns and my net and out. Hey, wait a minute, you hombre.
Oh, one of them's got something in his hand, Sheriff. Huh? But look out, he's just throwing it.
How's that for a good aim, Sheriff?
Try, you darn, you throw a rock through my window, will you? You're hoodlum, you, I'll show you. Hey, boys, roll around. I want a posse and a big one. By thunder, any outlaw throws a rock through my window's a dead duck.
Pancho, I have just placed that hombre.
Who, Chico? Who?
He's called Marlowe.
Marlowe?
Belongs to Wiley Mason's gang, and he has a liking for stealing watches and jewelry.
If he hears, Chico, Wiley Mason not be far away.
No, he cannot be. Here's where another trail comes into the one we are riding on. Let us stop a moment, Pancho. I want to look at this trail. Oh, there,
look. Slow down.
Fresh tracks here, Pancho. Number of riders came in on that other trail just a few moments ago.
Bandidos?
I have no way of knowing that. It's possible, though, for there are no ranchos in that direction. Also, the other two bandidos rode in from that same direction. Right into town. The north end of town. Pancho, let us ride up on that rise ahead and see what we can see. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lord. Go now. Go.
Wiley Mason goes to a town for only one reason, to make trouble.
Slow.
You see any riders, Pancho?
Yes, Chico. Pancho see riders way ahead.
1, 2, 3, 5 of them.
Ooh.
I cannot be sure, amigo, but the hombre in the lead sits his saddle as Mason does. I think it might be that bandido.
Pancho thinks so too, Chico. Pancho thinks it's that Wiley Mason bandido.
More riders coming from another direction. Well, the Sheriff Haney.
Got the big posse with him, Chico.
Hey. Oh, Jeffrey.
Buenos dias, Señor Sheriff.
Buenos dias, Señor Sheriff.
Surround the boys. Don't let them get away. Put your guns on.
Sheriff Haney again.
What nonsense is this? Do you not remember us, Sheriff? The Cisco Kid and Pancho?
You bet I remember you, Cisco, but there's bandits in my county and maybe you're with them. I can't take no chances. Get your hands up.
Now listen to me, Sheriff. This is crazy.
Get your hands up, I said, and come down off of them horses, both of you.
See, as you wish, Sheriff.
Ain't that I don't like you personally, Cisco. You neither, Pancho, but I got the law to uphold in this county, and I aim to uphold it. Search him, Deputy.
I sure will.
Sheriff, if you will take the trouble to look in that direction, you will see riders going into the north end of your town.
You better search those hombres, no?
Hey. What's this? Watches, Sheriff, and rings.
I've got you, Cisco. I've got you plumb cold. You've been robbing some poor widow, have you?
Sheriff, I can explain these watches and rings very easily.
You'll explain in the jailhouse, Cisco. That's where you'll explain. Watches and rings.
By George.
Put the handcuffs onto him, Deputy.
Un momento. Do not know what you and this posse are doing out of town just as Wiley Mason and his gang are riding in. But I do know you better get back there in a hurry.
I know what I'm a-doing, and don't you give me no orders, Cisco. You're my prisoner now. Wait, Deputy.
Yeah?
I got an idea. I want to try out my new throw net. I'll capture Cisco with this over his head, then you can handcuff him. Back up, Jeffrey. Back.
I've had enough of this, Poncho.
When he throws that net, there will be much confusion. We'll mount our horses and get out of here.
All right, now, boys. I'll show you how this works. A man can't fight with a net over his head. Now watch. If Sam fails, let's go.
Hey, jumping you!
Well done, Sheriff. You caught the deputy.
Get this thing off my
head. Come on, Pancho. Pancho, come on, you pumped your head.
Hey, come back here. Cisco, you're under arrest. Shucks. Open up, all the boys. Open up.
It worked, boys. The sheriff and his posse rode out looking for us. Now's the time to hit that bank. Now, you two stay outside on watch, and if that sheriff rides back into town, let me know.
All right, Wiley.
Rest of you hombres, come into the bank with me. Oh, there. Draw your guns and come on. Jake, bring that burlap sack. All right, get your hands up. Stand back away from them counters. Shut up! You! Give me the combination of that safe. Come on, come on.
Nothing doing.
Oh, nothing doing, huh? I'll settle you, hombre. You! Open up that safe.
Hey, Wally. A couple of riders coming into town. One of them looks like the Cisco Kid.
You sure of that, Marlowe?
Well, if it ain't Cisco, it's his twin brother.
I'll get that maverick yet. All right, boys, never mind the safe. Clean out them tills, quick.
Right.
And let's get out of here. I don't mind the sheriff, but that Cisco Kid's something else again.
You hear those shots, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, I did. I believe they came from the bank.
Si. Look, Cisco. Hombre's commanded the bank.
There he is, Wally.
Hombre pointed us, Cisco.
Let go with them rifles, boys.
Hey, bullets come close.
Si, take shelter behind this table, Pancho, so we can look over the situation. Oh, there,
ho, look, ho, look, ho, ho.
Get your guns ready, Pancho. Those bandidos may attack.
Is Wally amazing, Cisco?
It is just for his amigo. He'll be very glad to shoot us down.
He'll not shoot down what he not can see.
We'll stay behind this stable for the time being. And take a look and see what they are doing.
Careful, Cisco. The bullet almost gets you.
I will give that hombre something to think about.
This time I got you, Cisco.
You better be careful. We do not get you, bandido.
I'm coming after you.
Very well. Come on.
Hey, Wiley. It's the sheriff and his posse coming back. All right, boys. Let's get out of here.
For once in his life, Sheriff Haney is arriving at the right time.
Get there, boys! Come on, let's get him!
But Cisco, the sheriff, might ride after the bandidos. He's right here behind the stable.
Sheriff Haney, the bandidos you want are up by the bank. They are getting away.
Surround them, boys, surround them.
Why are you stopping here?
We're not the bandidos.
Hold them at gunpoint, boys, till I get my net out.
Sheriff Haney, have you gone crazy? Those bandidos are getting away, the ones who robbed the bank. They may have killed someone there, too.
Yeah, we hear the shot, Sheriff.
One thing at a time is my motto. I'll take care of them in due course of time, Cisco, but you're first.
Madre mia, of all the stupidity. Very well, then, Pancho and I will go after them.
Stand right where you are, Cisco. I ain't so sure but what you ain't the ringleader of that gang. My net didn't work before, but this time...
No, Santo!
It worked! Hey, look at there, it worked!
Get this thing off my head, Pancho!
Hey, Pancho, help!
No, you don't!
Well, boy, grab him! Hey, Sheriff, you are stark raving mad!
Grab him, I tell you! I'm making sure of two prisoners anyway.
And so the killers ride calmly out of town while Sheriff Haney takes our friends prisoners. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Posse Sheriff. While Wiley Mason and his gang of bank robbers rode out of town, Sheriff Haney directed his posse to capture Cisco and Pancho. Raging mad, Cisco tried to direct the sheriff's attention to the fact that the bank had just been robbed, but the sheriff paid no heed. Now, out in the hills.
I sure wish Haney was sheriff of every county we ride into. It'd make things a lot easier. Whoa. Oh. Bring that sack into the cabin, Marlowe. I want to see how much of a haul we made.
Sure will, Wally.
Now, pour down on the table.
Yep.
That all of it?
Looks like it.
Fine haul that is. Can't be more than $200 or $300 there. We're going back in there tonight after dark. This time we'll use dynamite on that safe.
What about the Cisco kid?
What do you mean, what about him?
Tonight would be a mighty fine chance to get him out of the way, Wally.
Yeah. It would at that now he's in jail.
Sure, there'd be no trouble at all getting by that sheriff and walking right in and gunning down Cisco.
Say, that ain't a bad idea, Marlowe. Cisco's been following me for a long time now, and I'm getting sick of it.
Then you better kill it now while you got the chance.
Hey, where's that sheriff's posse now?
Last I saw of them, they was heading due south after us.
And we rode due north.
Maybe if we rode back to town right now, Wiley, we could get Cisco and hit that bank again before the sheriff gets back.
No. I ain't going to push our luck too far, Marlowe. We'll wait till just before dark, and then we'll ride in by another trail, just in case that sheriff should stumble on our track out here. Sure is gonna be a pleasure to gun down that Cisco kid.
Cisco walk up and down the cell. Cisco mad, no?
Say, Pancho, just about as mad as I've ever been in all my life.
Mad as Sheriff Haney.
Say. Question his courage for one moment. He has no more wisdom than a brook trout.
Not so much, Cisco. That sheriff gets catched every time if he a brook trout.
Play around with it, throwing it like a small boy while a bond of deadly killers rides away under his very eyes. Ah, it's too much.
The sheriff and the posse out after the killers now, Cisco. And Pancho hear them go.
See, but he had them right there, Pancho.
Pancho knows, Cisco. Not do any good to walk up and down like this.
Ah, you're right, amigo.
It's no good.
Waste of energy.
See?
Let's try the bars of this cell once more.
Yeah, we try the bars.
Yeah, listen.
Huh?
Posse's coming back, Pancho.
Coming back. No bandidos.
It's too near dark to hunt for him any more tonight, boys. Be here first thing in the morning. I'll go into the office, Deputy, and see if anybody's left any message first. You can go on home. Yeah, and I'll leave this here throw net here.
Yeah, all right, Sheriff. Good night.
Night.
Throw net. It gives me an idea, Pancho, how we might be able to get out of here.
Say, your sheriff.
Yeah?
Will you come to our cell for a moment with that throw net of yours? I would like to see it.
Sure, Cisco. Sure thing. Be right in.
That's really good to see a throw net, Cisco.
I do not care about seeing the throw net, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
If the sheriff is proud of it, if I can get him to come near enough of these sad bars, careful now, Pancho.
Aren't you careful?
No smart aleck tricks now, Cisco.
Why, Sheriff, you know me well enough to know I would not attempt anything against a man like yourself.
Smart man like you, Sheriff.
I merely want to see that throw net of yours. You know, that is a very clever idea.
Yeah, it ain't bad if I do say so myself. I don't like to shoot people, Cisco, so I figure I can capture him this way. But it works like a lasso.
See. Will you hand it to me so I can examine the knots?
Well, all right. You see, this knot...
Grab him, Cisco! I have him, Pancho!
Hey, look out! Let go of my...
See, Sheriff, after I get this gun of yours... Now, the cables are turned.
You darn trickster, Cisco.
Unlock this cell door at once.
Well, I...
At once, Sheriff. I'm not going to fool you for 1 second. Come on, unlock the door.
Guess I got no choice.
Take the other gun, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho, take Cisco. Now, Pancho, try to throw it on the sheriff, Cisco.
There's no time for that.
No.
Into the cell, Sheriff.
Cisco, I'll get even with you for this. I sure will.
Whatever you say, but get into that cell now. May keep your throne at, Sheriff. It may give you comfort.
He catch the flies with it.
There. We'll let you out later, Sheriff. For the time being, you can do no damage while you are in there. Come on, Pancho, let us go.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost dark now, Chico.
See, but there's still light enough to track these hombres. I would say, Pancho, we are almost to their hideout.
Pretty well up in the field.
I think he's not far ahead of us. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh. What we do now, Chico?
I know their camp is just ahead of us, amigo. I can smell wood smoke.
Pancho, smell it, too. We walk to the camp, Chico?
See, have your gun ready, Chico. These banditas will shoot first and ask questions afterwards. Now, come on, quietly.
Pancho, I hear the hombre talk, Chico.
Perhaps they're having their supper.
Pancho, I smell the food.
Shh, quieto. Take a look around these big rocks.
What do you see, Chico? What do you see? What do you see?
No one is there, Pancho. At least no one is inside.
In the cabin?
I hear no one. The horses are gone from the corral and back of the cabin. Now, come on, be careful.
You look in the cabin, Chico?
See. Camp is deserted, Pancho.
Nobody pack up and go, Chico.
No, they have not packed them. No? See, there's much of their gear lying around. Come on, Pancho. Let's see if we can pick up their tracks again. Bring their horses out of the corral, and then they rode off in this direction, Pancho.
They'll go back to the town, Chico.
See, now why would they be going back to the town right after... Mother mia. Wiley Mason would know you and I were arrested and thrown into a cell, Chico.
He knows, Chico, but
and why... Wiley Mason would like nothing better than to kill me.
Who?
These tracks are fairly fresh. They started only a short time ago from here, so it'll be dark by the time they reach town.
Chico, the sheriff in the cell.
See, that is just the point, Pancho. Those hombres may walk into the cell block and kill the sheriff, think they are killing me. Santo. Easy, Diablo.
Loco.
Bust right for all we are worth, amigo. We save the sheriff's life. Up, Diablo. Captain.
Go, Loco. Go now. Go, go.
Nobody around, Wally?
Nope. Mighty sleepy town.
Well, there's a jail right ahead of us. All dark.
Yeah, all dark. That sheriff wouldn't keep open at night anyway. Just the same, don't make any more noise than you have to, boys. We still gotta hit that bank after we settle with Cisco. Whoa there.
Oh.
Marlowe and me'll go in the jail. The rest of you hombres ride back to the bank and get things ready. Get in the back way if you can. Now, when we get in the cell block, Marlowe, you light a match just so as I can see what I'm doing. I'll gun down Cisco and the fat one.
Shooting will make a racket, Wally.
No, not in there. It'll be muffled. We'll probably have to break in this door. Oh, by thunder. Well, what do you know? Come on, Marlowe. That fool sheriff leaves his jail unlocked.
Hey, hombre, so fools like you can walk into a trap.
Hey, what the... It's Cisco.
That's just who it is, hombre.
Let's get him, Marlowe.
I'm with you.
Very well, hombre. You want a fight? We will give it to you.
Pancho, I can see much, but Pancho's swing. Hey, Pancho, this hit the wall.
Better luck next time, Pancho. I think I know where this hombre is. See, I do. Two more good punches. The same place. Should do the trick.
Cisco, you got the hombre. Run away.
Come back here, you.
Hey, let go. Let go, Cisco.
Take care of you, Bandito, in short order. Like this.
And like this.
Take this over, deputy. Put the handcuffs on him.
Cisco, how'd you get out?
Never mind that now. The rest of these coyotes are getting ready to go into that bank again.
Run for it, boys. They're after you.
Let them go for now. We can get them later. Meanwhile, we have the ringleaders.
Pancho got this one tight, Cisco.
Bueno. You, up on your feet. Walk ahead of us.
Now, easy, Cisco.
Come on. Move.
Pancho, light the lamp too, Cisco.
Good for you, Pancho. Open the door into the cell block and take these prisoners into the jail.
Now, where in the blazes is that sheriff? Because I ain't sure that this here is right.
You come on with us. You'll see, deputy. Bring the lamp along, Pancho.
Hey, Pancho, bring the lamp.
And you, sheriff, we have two prisoners for you.
Oh, somebody get me out of this blasting thing.
What is the matter now?
Look, Cisco. Is the sheriff all tangled up in the net?
Mother of me, so he is.
Get me out of here.
See, sheriff, right away.
I got to experiment with it. Well, Dad, blame it. Don't stand there laughing.
Unlock the cell door, deputy. I always knew you usually caught the wrong men, sheriff. But I did not know that someday you would cut yourself.
D-C, F-A, D-C.
What are you muttering about, Pancho?
Pancho, try to remember the alpha.
The alphabet?
The alpha, you bet.
Well, you know what comes after C, amigo.
Pancho, I can think, Cisco.
A for animal.
C.
B for bandido.
Cisco, catch the rest of them too, no?
With the help of Sheriff Haney. C for cash.
C.
A, B, C. Now, what comes after C, Pancho?
A, B, C, D.
That is right, D. Go on.
E.
C.
F.
Is right.
Then comes G.
Well, what comes after G?
Pancho, not remember, Cisco.
Oh, think hard, Cisco.
Pancho, not remember.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G, G.
Well, I don't know.
What comes after G?
Oh, now Pancho knows, Cisco. Oh,
very well, then. Tell me, what comes after G?
After G? Whiz.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up the
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.